guys, welcome to Let's Talk Millennial, and today we are going to talk about forgiveness. I know it's a rare case where you find people talking about forgiveness, but based on the stories that I've really watched from the television and some from even my social media, I've seen so many people, they look for forgiveness, they look for these people to ask them for forgiveness. And sometimes we do stuff that really makes us to hurt other people. You may not know that you're hurting people if there's some things that are really driving you, if there's anger or there's a challenge that was quite with you when you were young. So there's so many things that drive people to do things that they do and don't realize that they are really hurting people. For example, there are people who usually have a bad childhood background, like the way they were brought up, the environment that they were in was not quite conducive. There's some aspect they could see on a daily basis that developed in them and made them to become brutal. Or there's some places where, while they were growing up, some were even sexually molested, others were brutally beaten, others were usually blamed for everything that happens in their lives. Like even when the parent goes out there and does their work and gets to have some issues on the office, they come and blame you. So there are things that really drive us to, they drive people to do things the way they do them. And when you indulge yourself with such kind of people, you find out that most of their relationships do end up in a brutal way. They end up becoming so brutal. They end up becoming so angry with everyone around them. They're just, the energy that comes out of them is not a good energy. It's like that energy that is like driving people who really love them at the moment, and they don't realize it. But deep down in them, there's something that is really, really eating them up. So when you realize that there's something that is really, really eating you up, what are the ways that you're supposed to do to a point of asking these people for forgiveness? But before I say that, we're going for a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome guys, and let's continue from where we stopped. So there's a point where somebody realizes or gets to identify, why are people like always, whenever they're around me, they fear me, and at the rate at which my friends are going, it is really wanting. So when you reach to a point where you have started to identify, or you have noted some issues that are trying to tell you that, hey, you really have a challenge, you have something, like there's something that is really eating you up, you need to address it. When that time comes, there are these specific suggestions that I'm going to share with you, and I hope it's going to help you. One, you need to assess yourself. When you reach to that point, assess yourself. Get to identify what are these factors that are triggering you to react the way you're reacting, to act the way you're acting towards people, to respond the way you're responding to people. Get to identify these threats and these triggers. And once you identify, I know there are those scenarios that keep on reminding you, those episodes that happened in your life, they keep on coming to you, indicating or showing you who was the person who triggered such things in your life. Don't blame them. Instead, when you find out that you're recalling, write it down. Write them down. Even if it's your dad, your mom, your sister, your brother, write them down. The things that somehow have developed in you in a negative way and you never knew, and they have triggered you to react the way you're reacting. After you have identified, secondly, I'll urge you to pray. Pray about this thing. I know it is, you did the actions, and there are also repercussions that come with your actions, and you need to face them. And for you to do this, you need somebody to be with you. And God is the only person who can help you in this phase. This phase, you have to face it alone. Nobody will be there for you or tell you, do this, do that, do that. That is when you do it yourself. And you really need God. How? You pray about this thing. Involve God in this issue. Tell Him. Tell Him that, God, you know, I have identified the issues and I want to address this issue the proper way. Give me the proper guideline. Help me. I know that my actions have repercussions. Help me face them. And definitely God is going to help you face them. God is a just God and He's going to give you that time. And definitely there's that time that will come that you will do all that which you have asked Him to do for you. Thirdly, take the proper action of asking for forgiveness. If there's any person in your list that you realize that you did something wrong to them, ask them for forgiveness. How do you do that? You can go ahead and call them. You can text them. You just know how their day was. After knowing their day, just go straight to the point and tell them, I know I've realized that there was something that is eating me up, but I'm in the process of healing and I want to ask for your forgiveness. I know I wronged you in one way or another. I did not realize it, but now I come wholeheartedly seeking for your own forgiveness. Please forgive me. So the person, people are different. The way you may have executed things, they may have hurt them differently. So there are those people who don't forgive you immediately. Some will take time to forgive you. Some will definitely forgive you because maybe they have been in that phase too, and they know the challenge that comes with these things. But there are those people, it is hard for them to get, why did you do that which you did? So there are those who are going to forgive you immediately and those who will not forgive you immediately. But as long as you have made that action of forgiving, of asking for forgiveness, definitely it will reach that day that that person will forgive you. And like the person who sat down and just asked for forgiveness from God and never did the action of also asking for forgiveness for those people who wronged them. Also, if you realize from that which you wrote down, those people whom you wrote that ignited your issues or your anger issues and everything that is quite negative, also you can also call them, text them and tell them, I have forgiven you. You did this to me, you did that, you did all this to me, and it did this to me. It affected me in one way or another, the way I respond, the way I act to my friends, the way I answer them. I just become so brutal, and you are the cause, but I forgive you. I have learned to forgive others, and I forgive you from the bottom of my heart. That is also another way. So when you do this, even the person who did that, even if it's your father, your mother, your sister, they will realize, so I didn't know. They will realize the things that they did, which were quite not good, and they will also ask for you for your forgiveness. And also in that phase, it is good to share with them the process which you have passed through for your healing, and help them also heal. And not, yes, they will regret the things they did, but help them to heal. But since they did the same action, they are going to face the same repercussions themselves. But you can take that effort of helping them to heal. So I hope this assessment, this session is going to help you assess yourself. And if you have wronged anyone, kindly I urge you to do the following steps. And at the end of the day, ask for forgiveness from these people. It is good that these people, they forgive you. Because even if once they forgive you, every bitter word they said about you, it's going to be cancelled. and is not going to affect you in your own relationship in future. So it is good you ask for forgiveness from these guys. And if there's anyone who has wronged you, kindly let them know they hurt you in one way or another after you have healed. Kindly let them know so that they may also rectify their ways. So I hope this session helps you, and let's embrace simple life tips and make our lives a stress-free one. So it's a bye for me, and I'm going to see you in my next episode.